Murkowski challenger Kelly Chibica, Biden's radical agenda would be on life support without McConnell, Murkowski. By Hannah Blow on December 18, 2021. Kelly Chibica, who is challenging longtime Senate incumbent Lisa Murkowski, R.A.K., for the Republican nomination, told Breitbart News Saturday that Republican elites like Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell, R.K.Y., and Murkowski believe regular Americans are stupid and unaware that the lawmakers are advancing the Democrats' agenda. Chibica noted that President Biden would not be able to pursue his business busting, common sense canceling, defense decimating, energy annihilating, gun grabbing, illegal immigrant inviting, liberty loathing, mandate marching, parent punishing, socialist supporting, America obliterating radical agenda without their help. She referred to McConnell and Murkowski as Biden's enablers in Congress. Biden's agenda would be on life support, she added, if they were not backing it. Chibica made it clear she will not be supporting McConnell as Republican leader if she makes it into the Senate. With Mitch McConnell in leadership, we don't really need Democrats. He is a Democrat, and he's supporting the Democrats, she said. Chibica said McConnell has proved that America is not divided by Republicans and Democrats. Rather, it is divided by the political elite and common sense people who do not want bigger government or a left-wing climate change agenda that chooses the planet over people. Mitch McConnell also thinks we're stupid, that we don't see that they're behind it all. She said, adding, they're behind it all, and that's why Alaskans are expecting us to hold Mitch McConnell accountable. President Biden, she explained, has pursued an anti-Alaska agenda since taking office, beginning his assault on day one. Listen. Breitbart Middle. Kelly Chibica, December 18, 2021. While she said there are some First America First leaders in Congress, naming Senators Rand Paul, R.K. White, Ron Johnson, R.Y., Mike Lee, R.U.T., Ted Cruz, R.T.X., and Josh Hawley, R.M.O., she said there are also too many members of the political elite. Those are the same people, she said, who build a wall around the Capitol but not around the border, and support beefing up security for themselves but want to defund police. They pretend they are for us but they don't use the tools they have to actually defend and protect, and they could. And that's the point, she said, explaining they could use process tools to stand up for the people. But instead they act by crime of omission, committing political malpractice against the American people. Lawmakers are tasked to protect and defend the Constitution, she said, explaining that there are many tools outlined in the Constitution that they are not using. That's their fundamental job. When they don't do it, that's political malpractice, and we are the ones bearing the price for their popularity in Washington, D.C. Among the D.C. elite, she said, noting that Murkowski is making decisions that cause us to pay for her popularity up here in Alaska. Chibica noted that Murkowski stood as the deciding vote to get radical then-nominee Deb Haaland, Secretary of the Interior, out of committee. She said when she made the vote, I know this is going to hurt Alaska. But I'm going to do it anyway, Chibica said, noting that Murkowski set Haaland up for a confirmation vote on the Senate floor. That's when I lost it, she said, noting that Alaska is paying the price. Having to drop a ton of money fighting a lawyer in the Department of the Interior to preserve rights to their resources because of Murkowski's vote. She also noted that Murkowski approved of withdrawing from Afghanistan because she was so focused on setting up a January 6 commission to fight her vendetta against former President Donald Trump, whom the lawmaker voted to impeach. Just like Mitch McConnell, she thinks we're stupid, she said, predicting that Murkowski will be retiring in 2022 whether she realizes it or not. We know Lisa is giving us a lot of rhetoric, but no results, she continued, noting Murkowski has offered a whole lot of nothing as energy projects are not open and jobs are suffering in Alaska. We've been promised a lot, and we don't have it and it's time for a change, she said, explaining that is why there is such mobilization behind her campaign. Chibica noted that the Alaska Republican Party has endorsed her, as has Trump. She leads in the polls and has raised four times as much money in the state than Murkowski. Rural Alaska is so mad at Murkowski, Chibica added, noting they still have a year to go to pick up and continue this momentum. I believe we can do this and have new leadership for Alaska next year, she added.